Good morning, 8:38 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our weekly chat with Denise York from Coffeeville's Reawakening. Good morning, Denise. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning, James. How are you doing?
Doing well. It's exciting here to have a little bit of, well, we're back into the low 90s, but it's still much better than what we were having the previous several weeks.
So
that is very good. So I know we want to get things or jump right into it here and talk a little bit about some of your updates that you have from Coffeeville's Reawakening.
That's right. I was going to mention a couple grants that we've received these last couple weeks. So the Midland did receive the facade improvement grant from the city for $5,000 for putting the light bulbs in, switching them over to LEDs. So any business downtown that's doing anything like that, it was super simple, you know, to fill out the application. You do have to go down to engineering and pick it up at the city, but as long as you got everything filled out, all the backup documents that they need, it was a very painless process.
Well, and that's a good reminder that that is not just for nonprofits or anything. That is for any business.
Any business, any building downtown, and there's a lot of categories that you can, you know, grab under their facade, electric, plumbing. So if you're doing any work downtown, you know, hit city and find out what you can apply for.
Yeah, take advantage of that half-cent sales tax that's funding various projects.
Absolutely.
In the community.
Yeah, it helps, you know, any helps for any business owner. So and then we did the Coffeeville Area Community Foundation. We're among one of 10 grant winners for the Network Kansas grants that were awarded. And this is covers the Coffeeville Innovation Youth Lab Robotics and Drones Workshop. So we received $10,000 for that. And there'll be a bigger press release coming out later. But we did the workshops with the 3D printers. This kind of goes along with it. And so look forward to maybe a couple more workshops on a STEM and STEAM type things.
No, that'll be good. So yeah. I know we had the Midland movie night postponed here. Is there any thought on the when we might have that next?
We do not. I tried to get a hold of Wyatt before I came on to see if we had rescheduled yet, and I left my phone at home. So I just got here, and I haven't heard back from him, but we do have Shrek coming up on the 16th of this month, so look for that. And then Harry Potter is the October 21st movie. So
great.
That'll be coming up. And then I wanted to mention Cedar Bluff Camp. We've got the fundraisers coming up for them. Bingo night, September 14th. And then we did receive the poster for the Night of Fright Spook Trail. And this is a major fundraiser for them and just a great time to, get out there and see what Cedar Bluff is all about with some little Night of Fright going on top of that. But that's going to be October 20th and 21st, and then the following weekend, the 27th and 28th. It starts at dark, ends at 11 p.m., and it's $8 per person. So make sure you go out there and support Cedar Bluff Camp and get scared for the night.
Hey, that's going to be a good time.
Yep. And then other than that, we've got something else going on, but I brought Sam Kudrick with me from CACF to
good morning.
Fill in on what she's got going on.
Welcome back, Sam.
Yes.
Good to have you along.
Thank you for having me. So, I want to give kind of some updates on our bike sharing program we have. So, if you're familiar, it rolled out in August of 2021. So, we've had the bikes, the downtown station, which is kind of catty corner from the Chamber building. And then we have the one on the college campus as well, right on 11th Street there. So those are our two stations we have. We have 10 bikes. We did go through, or we're currently going through a change. So we are actually going to be part of something called CanCycle. So a company or a 501c3 called OCCK. It is in North Central Kansas. They are actually trying to get bike sharing across Kansas. They're working with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas partnership to do this, which is really great. So, like I said, the plan is just to get bike share all across the state. So we jumped on board with that. So if you kind of look, we have some brochures, and if you look at the list, you know, we're kind of the first ones outside their region, which is really awesome. We're excited to kind of do this and see how it all works out. But it did get us, you know, the opportunity to get some of those grant dollars through Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kansas. So we're grateful for that, to bring that in to help continue the program. what's cool about CanCycle is if you have like a membership here in Coffeyville and you go to one of the other towns that have CanCycle, you can use your membership there. So, you know, we're definitely for bringing it even more into Southeast Kansas and Montgomery County, especially because like, we can definitely see a benefit. You know, I could see if someone lives in Independence, maybe works here or vice versa, and then you could use it there. So, you know, our goal is to definitely help kind of push that more forward here in our region as well.
Well, that is great. And yeah. You've met, and just looking here at the list of cities, and yeah, you're saying it is mostly looks like central Kansas, like Salina, Concordia, Belleville, and Lindsborg and that sort of thing. So it is neat to be outside a little bit of that area. You mentioned a membership. What is that all about?
Yeah. So a membership, if you, it's $20 for, or I'm sorry, it's $30 for the year for a membership. If you're a student, you can actually get one for $20 for the year. And then you, you know, with that membership, I apologize because I'm just trying to think of how much time. I think that gets you an hour every day.
Okay.
And then you can pay on top of that if you want to ride more, obviously. But if you don't want to do the membership, you can do the pay as you go. It's $1.50 for 30 minutes. So that will just, you know, if you do have the membership and let's say you ride an hour, you want to ride longer, that's what you would pay to ride the extra time. It's all done through an app. So when you get to the bike stations, you'll see a big QR code. It has the instructions on the sign right there. They're fairly easy really to like rent. And, you know, it's very, very simple on the app to use. And we're happy if anyone has questions, you know, to try to, we can go give a demonstration if we need to, right, Denise?
We can, and they're really cushy bikes.
I
hadn't been on a bike in like 40 years when I got on top of that one, and it was like, okay, this isn't too bad. Yeah,
and just like riding a bike, as they say.
Yeah,
right.
They're nice too because you know they have the baskets, and that was kind of the point. We really wanted to give people the opportunity, one for transportation. We know the college kids; they really have used them a lot, which is great. You know, transportation to go to the store, grab stuff if they need to, get back. But also just the, you know, the health side of things to kind of get out there. And they're really fun. So we encourage everyone to go try them out. Shortly, we're going to be doing a relaunch since we are joining with CanCycle. So here in the next week or so, we're going to have a relaunch. And we will have a coupon code out there that gets you some free bike rides. So we'll get that out there as soon as we launch. And you guys can kind of go try them out to see if it's something you want to, you know, be able to use throughout the year. So
yeah, and I look forward to us maybe getting together some bike rides, you know, community bike rides going down Roosevelt Drive or something, especially with the fall coming up, right?
Yes.
Well, that's a great idea. And, you know, being able to maybe show people some of the more cyclable streets, if you will.
You know,
there's some neighborhoods where, you know, there's not as much traffic, that sort of thing, if you want to go on a cruise down, you know, one of those streets. So
yeah.
Well, the new walking and biking trails, too.
Yes.
Get out
and
go see where they go.
Yeah, because pretty much if you hit, like, either one, you can hit, you know, take 9th Street down and then go to that trail. Or, you know, even if you're like, oh, I just want to, like, stick downtown, you can do, like, the mural tour and check out all the different murals downtown. So we're excited we have them. We think they're a great asset to add to Coffeyville.
That is great. It's really exciting to be able to have that program. And, you know, especially for the folks who maybe they don't want to worry about trying to maintain a bike or store a bike or that sort of thing. You know, this is almost just kind of a little sort of membership where you can have it all ready to go for you.
And they're well taken care of,
well
maintained, and
We have a local mechanic here in town. His name is Nick, and
he works here at the station.
So he does. He's our bike maintenance guy. So every once in a while, I'll see him cruising downtown, you know, making sure they're all working properly. So it's great that, you know, because we don't want to be know anything about fixing bikes. So it's wonderful we have him to upkeep those bikes for us. So, and they really are. They're nice bikes. So check them out. Call if you have questions. You know, we love to see people on them out using them. We love to see them even get expanded more around town if we can. So that's kind of our hope. Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, and if people, I know you've got are these brochures available anywhere else at the chamber right now, or do we have?
So we just got them in the mail yesterday at the foundation. So we will be getting them around town, but just fresh from the mailbox. So, we will get them. We'll get some to the chamber. And we have them
during the launch.
The launch, we'll have them. And then we'll have them at Reawakening, the foundation office. So, yeah. Yep.
Okay. Well, very good. Well, Sam, I appreciate you coming on and letting us know about this. Sam or Denise, anything else you want to share with us as we wrap up this morning?
I don't think I have anything.
Think so.
Okay.
Think so.
Enjoy your vacation.
That's right. Yeah. So I won't see you next week, Denise, but I'll after that, we'll be back. So
okay.
Just this next week, Shay will be taking care of you on a short
right.
week. So I gave him, try to make it easy on him.
Yep.
So.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. All righty. Well, so thank you so much. And I'll look forward to chatting again here real soon. Okay.
Thank you.
All righty. That's Denise York, Sam Kudrick here on the Mighty 690. And we have Open Line coming up next here on KGGF.